This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Asheville group Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers made their debut album, a tribute to their beloved hometown. The record Asheville features tunes about the characters and legends of the city, recorded in the style of 1920s swing. Lead singer and snare player Whitney Moore says she wanted to preserve some of the old stories from native Asheville residents. Whitney's here with her bandmates. Matta Crick is on the vocals and the guitar. And James Puzdell. Did I get it? No, Puzdell. Is it Puzdell or Puzdell?
It's Puzdell.
Puzdell. So you want the E. Puzdell.
He's important.
Okay, James Puzdell is on the keyboard. And Trevor Stoya on the upright bass. I got that part right, right? Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers, welcome to the stage. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about why it's so important to you, the stories of Asheville. Why is that important?
So I am an Asheville native of many generations and grew up hearing my grandparents' stories about old Asheville, things like riding on the trolley. And, you know, as Asheville is changing, and it's changing fast, you know, some for the good, of course, you know, but also I think we're losing a lot of the roots and a lot of the old stories and just kind of memory of what we're standing on and who built it.
So, and why swing?
Well, I love I'm a jazz singer. My parents are jazz musicians, so I grew up, you know, in that. But because I love the nostalgia of this old music, and I feel like in a time that's a little cynical and divided in our country, you know, I want to bring that kind of warmth and nostalgia to what we're doing.
It always sounds great, no matter what. Even if you know it's nostalgic, you realize it's from a, you know, it had its heyday in another era, it always sounds good.
Yeah. It touches some chord in all of us, I think, you know.
Yeah, talk about your first song. You're going to do The Legend of Zelda.
We are, yes. So this is a song I actually originally wrote in my sleep. I woke up with it completely composed as a waltz. So we're going to do that as an introduction.
We're gonna play it in our sleep right now.
That's true.
And then James here helped me turn it into a swing song. And we put some words to it about Zelda Fitzgerald, the wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald. And they were regular staples in Asheville back during the 20s and 30s. And she actually eventually died in a fire in the Highland Hospital. Hospital there where she was a patient. So we're going to do that. Yeah. Thank you.
The Legend of Zelda. Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers performing a track from their new album, Asheville. Whitney Moore on lead vocals and snare. Maddox Frick backing vocals and guitar. Trevor Stoya on the upright bass. And James Posadell on the keyboard. Going to be at Arcana in Durham tonight. Is it Arcana or Arcana?
You know, we were just having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not actually sure.
Well, if the folks from Arcana want to call in.
Arcana. You say Arcana and I say Arcana.
Well, that's going to be in Durham tonight.
Yeah.
So just keep driving around in Durham until you find a place where you hear some great music coming out. That's them.
9 o'clock. Yep.
Then the Murphy School. Then the Murphy School tomorrow night in Durham. Anyway, the details will be spelled correctly, however we pronounce it, at our website, stateofthings.org. So that is a cool song. You said you came there. That song came to you in your sleep. Now, did you know? Did you dream it, or did you just wake up with it? You know, kind of in your mind.
Yeah. No. I quite literally had a dream. I was waltzing with my husband. And that was the song we were waltzing to. And I woke up and ran to the piano and quickly, you know, wrote it down and recorded it before I forgot it.
Wow.
And we actually, I say he was my husband, this is before we were married, but we actually waltzed to it at our wedding for our first dance.
Wow, yeah, that's very cool. Yeah. You're dancing to the song of a woman who perished in the
Well, trip. It became that later. I know, right?
How
sounds
lovely.
Very unromantic.
A crazy woman who died in a fire. That's what we're dancing to tonight.
I know, right? It's a bad omen.
No, it turns out none of us were right. It's Arcana.
Arcana.
Oh, look at that.
There we go.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. So thank you for, once again, to my staff who protects me from myself all the time. Why don't we stop talking and do another song?
Sure.
That'll save me, too.
Great. So we're going to do Beecham's Curve next. So speaking of stories, my grandparents told my grandfather would tell me stories about riding on the trolley. Asheville had actually the world's first hydroelectrically powered trolley. Yeah, they dammed up Hominy Creek there that leads right before it gets to the French Broad and used that to power our trolley system. Pretty cool. So, and my grandfather told stories about riding, said it was such a great adventure, like a roller coaster for a poor kid in the South in the 20s and 30s. And when it would turn down Beecham's Curve there at Haywood Road and make a sharp turn down toward the river, the trolley would shake really hard, and it was just so thrilling, you know, for a kid. So I took that story and kind of set it a love story to that backdrop, and it became Beecham's Curve, which was written by the fabulous Michael Gamble. And then I put some words to it, and here it is. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
time we got Toby Jones curve. The shaking wouldn't stop. Was it the streetcar that was rattling off? Just the strings of my heart at the end of the line for my sixth sense. Oh, what a ride. They turn the seats around to head back down Hayward. We just stayed cozy.
Beecham's Curve, Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers, performing a track from the new album Asheville. Whitney Moore on lead vocals and snare, Trevor Stoya on the upright bass, James Posadel on the keyboard, Matic Frick on backing vocals and guitar. Going to be at Arcana in Durham tonight, Murphy School in Durham tomorrow, and the details are at our website, stateofthings.org. Great song.
Well, thank you.
Talk more about the process of putting this album together, because you said you wanted to collect the stories. You went around talking to people, collecting stories.
Yeah, I mean, a combination of taking stories I heard from my grandparents with, you know, local lore and legends, you know, things like Helen's Bridge, of course. Mm-hmm. And then spent a lot of time in the NC room at the public library, PAC Public Library, and some internet research, you know, that I cross-checked a lot. And you know, certainly don't claim to be a historian, but I did my best to try to keep things accurate. And
that tune that you just heard, Beecham's Curve, we've got a video for it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you stick around to the end of the video after it fades, there's a little video of, I think it's Whitney's grandfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Telling the story of Beecham's Curve and the trolley. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, yeah.
YouTube that.
And fun fact, Michael Gamble, who wrote the music for that song, his grandfather and my grandfather were best friends throughout their life and actually rode the trolley together as children. Isn't that crazy?
I've heard that one
yet. Yeah.
That's great.
Michael and I just put it together like, oh, wait, they would have been on the trolley together because they were neighbors. Yeah.
And that's on the next video. We'll have to work on that. Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers, Whitney Moore on lead vocals, Matic Frick Payne on the backup vocals and guitar, James Posadel on the keyboard, Trevor Stoya on the upright bass. Going to be at Arcana in Durham tonight, the Murphy School in Durham tomorrow, and the details are at our website, stateofthings.org. I want to leave you time to play us out, but first, thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the music of Queen Bee and the Honey Lovers.
One, two, three, four. Bountiful valley, way up high, fertile and green, land of the sky. Tip of the Bluefish mountain range, lengthy autumns, lingering springs. Up on the parkway, take a drive, float down the French Broad, take a dive. There's no better place to get down. Thank you.
I have my